The investigator for the State Personnel Board has found there is, quote, no probable cause to believe Governor Palin did anything unlawful in firing former Public Safety Commissioner Walt Monagan. APRN's Dave Donaldson was at the press conference this afternoon where the report was released and joins us now. Hi, Dave.
Good afternoon.
Dave, what specifically does the report find?
It finds that neither the governor nor anybody else within state government, within her staff, did anything to violate the Alaska Ethics Act. Several points of the matter, but it all comes down to she did not violate it by firing Monagan. She had a complete right to do that. She did not violate the Ethics Act with anything concerning Trooper Michael Wooten, her former brother-in-law that she was dissatisfied with, that there's no reason for anything to go to any further law enforcement agency because she did not commit any interference with official proceedings or official misconduct. Nobody within the administration did anything, and that the entire complaint should be dismissed.
Did the investigator address the timing of the report's release?
Yeah, he was asked about this, and he said, you know, it was one of those things that he wanted it done right. He wanted it done as soon as possible, and ideally, and even politically, considering that that's the that's really the issue there coming out the day before the national elections, was it timed to affect that? And he says that it would have been better if he had gotten it, or had been more politically helpful if he had gotten the report out last week, which is his original goal to try to get it finished. He said he simply could not get the work done by then, and he was actually working until midnight last night in preparation for the this morning's meeting of the personnel board to approve releasing it. He said the goal was to get it out as quickly as possible, and he missed one that would have gotten it out even quicker.
So, Dave, how much does this report conflict with the Legislative Council's report on the same matter released last month? Do they agree on anything?
They do agree that the governor does, in fact, have the right to fire the commissioner. That's about the extent of it. Beyond that, it is Tim Petuminus, the independent counsel who did the report, is working for the personnel board, said that basically it is a simple matter of interpretation of the law, that he thinks that there was not a correct interpretation of the Legislative Council report. It also says that there were some basic tenets of, just the way the investigation was conducted. For example, the Legislative Council report did not have all the evidence. It did not talk to or include in its report all the information that was that would have supported or not supported some of the arguments that were made in drawing the conclusions that the governor had abused the right. And then the basic difference was that that the legislature found that the governor did not try to stop the pressure on Commissioner Monagan for firing Trooper Wooten. Petuminus is saying that the legislature did not interview the governor, did not ask her about it. He did, and she says she didn't know it was all going on. She was totally unaware of it, and that there is simply no corroborating evidence to support the findings of the Legislative Council. Basically, there was nothing to go on except one person making a statement, and that statement was actually denied as having been made.
All right, Dave, thanks for following that.
My pleasure.
APRN's Dave Donaldson reporting from downtown Anchorage.